right, here we go. Bring it up. Good. TikTok, here we go. Little energy now, little energy.
With MetLife Stadium and the backdrop, we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. So glad you could join us. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Giants' first padded practice. We'll have Devon Kennard on set and talk with the Giants' linebacker. We'll break down the Giants' linebacking core as well as look at the running back core. But joining me for the next 30 minutes, two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. And David, I know your juices were flowing. We've been here since 6:30 this morning, and the Giants had their first padded practice of the year. It's an exciting time for the players, isn't it?
It most certainly is, because this is a time where it's not about what you say. It's about what you show out on the football field. And I know as a former offensive lineman, you would get sick of OCU Manure and Justin Tuck with no shoulder pads on, twisting and turning, and he had no surface area to touch. Now you have one-on-one pass rush. You have inside run, 9-on-7. This is your time to show who you are as a football player physically, but more importantly, you're going to see who are the people who are hungry to play football and to play physical, because that's what it is all about to be a New York Giant.
Not only do the Giants have a padded practice today, they'll have a padded practice tomorrow, fully padded, and one on Saturday. One of the areas that we're going to focus on is the defensive front, because always watching the defensive linemen and O-linemen going one-on-one is always a lot of fun. And after practice today, Jonathan Hankins, one of the Giants' defensive tackles, talked about the opportunities this year he's going to have playing the three technique.
Oh, I like it. I really like it. Spags standard. It's, you get more one-on-ones, obviously, and a little bit more of a two-way go when you're getting ready to pass rush. And to have Snacks in there, you know, he's keeping that center and that guard, you know, in place. So it gave me opportunity to, you know, get some pass rushes in.
Jonathan Hankins, 30 tackles, a forced fumble, got injured last year. But, David, let's talk about him and some of the things that you can expect out of him. With the Giants adding Damon Snacks Harrison to the mix, giving Hankins an opportunity to do more things, explain to the audience what the three technique is.
Well, the thing is he's hungry for two reasons. Number one, because he is coming off of injury, but number two, because he's playing for a contract. Right now, you'll see him going one-on-one against Pugh at that three technique position. And the thing that he said during his interview and that he is excited about, when you're a three technique and you're not the one technique playing that shade nose, you're going to get one-on-one matchups in pass protection against a guard. Whereas that one technique, you'll have the center with the guard posting, because a lot of times the slide protection will go to that opened end defensive end. So when you're that three technique, you're going to have a lot of space to work, and that's where you're going to be able to get that production, either getting those hits on the quarterback or affecting the quarterback. And as a three technique, that's all you want to do, to run them into the defensive ends rushing on those outside lanes.
And there'll also be opportunities for Damon Snacks Harrison as well. We spoke with him earlier today, and he's excited about the positions he's going to have defensively.
These front four are very excited to play together, and I know who's more excited than the front four are these linebackers, because having these front four up front, being able to control the line of scrimmage, is going to allow this defense to do so much more, and especially these linebackers.
So we talked about the one-on-ones. How about Eric Flowers going into his second year against Olivier Vernon today?
Well, this is a great matchup for him, because number one, it's the U versus the U, two Miami guys, but more than anything, he is going up against a proven vet who has savvy pass rush skills and can apply power, not only the speed rush, but can stab. Here you see him going one-on-one, and he is very smooth, Olivier Vernon, transitioning from one move to the other move, and that's exactly what Eric Flowers needs. He needs the work up against an elite pass rusher, just like he's getting from Olivier Vernon in practice, so that when he comes September 11th, he is fully prepared for anybody out there.
All right, let's go to the other side and take a look at Jason Pierre-Paul in action today, who Ben McAdoo has said, hey, we've had to slow him down a little bit, but JPP is got a lot of energy.
I mean, he has been full steam ahead, not only throughout OTAs and minicamps, but from the minute that he got to practice and into training camp, he is excited to prove who he is as a football player, that his hand is fully healed. and you see him getting back to old JPP form, one of his best moves as a pass rusher was that stab with that hand, being able to bull rush using his long arms. He is doing that very effectively in camp and using changeup with hands, not letting that bother him at all.
All right, we go to the other side of the ball. We've talked about the right side of the Giants offensive line. Bobby Hart in his second year out of Florida State getting some good work in the one-on-one.
He is one of the most important people on this Giants offensive line because he needs to step up. His opportunity is sitting right in front of him to compete for the starting right tackle position. What he needs to do is he needs to be more disciplined because he has a lot of false starts here in minicamp or in training camp, but also his mental assignments, his technique, those are the things that need to sharpen up because this offense needs him to step up.
Well, this team has a lot of lofty aspirations, and Ben McAdoo made a comment about the Super Bowl and this team getting there. So we asked Rashad Jennings what he thought about his coach talking about the Super Bowl.
Everybody wants to make it to the Super Bowl. That's why we playing this game, you know. So when the head guy, you know, preaches that and talks about it and has that expectation, it allows and forces you to bring your level of expectations up too, you know. And it feels good to be on a team that it's okay to actually talk about the Super Bowl. I've been a part of different teams where that was taboo to even say. So I like it.
David, what do you think about a coach kind of putting that carrot out there?
I absolutely love it. I mean, why else do you play in the NFL? Why else do you play this game of football? You play to win. You play to get another Lombardi trophy. And that is exactly what coach expressed in a non-arrogant, cocky way.
Well, we got a lot to go here on the program. We're going to talk more about the running backs and Rashad Jennings. But when we come back here on the program, we're going to talk some linebackers with Devon Kennard as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network.
The 2016 Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever later this year. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Taylor deep drop into the end zone. Now floats one down the left side for Clay.
Intercepted.
And that pass is intercepted on the near sideline. Yes, giant interception. What a play by Devon Kennard. He jumped up with Clay and just out-muscled him for the football. And he's being mobbed by his teammates for the athleticism and the play he made there.
I mean, that's good hip turn. They got him one-on-one, but he put good ball skills, too, all the way to the ground there, Bob.
One of the great plays from 2015, Devon Kennard's interception against the Buffalo Bills. As we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, and Devon Kennard joins us live on our set. Awesome play last year, but it has to be frustrating knowing that you can make a play like that and then you had to deal with the injuries that you dealt with.
Yeah, you know, it was unfortunate. It was tough, you know, the rest of the season after that game for me, injuries and playing hurt and stuff. So, you know, it kind of took it to heart for me personally. It's something that I really focused on all offseason.
You focus on those things during the offseason. You're able to go out, do the OTAs, mini camps, but then you have that small break time between to get ready for training camp. What were the things that you focused on specifically football-wise in order to get yourself fully prepared for the season?
You know, I got a good idea of how they wanted to use me this year during OTAs and minicamp. So as I saw that, you know, those are the things I focused on, you know, using me in pass rush situations and on the line of scrimmage when we're in certain defenses and doing different things. So I made sure I'm ready to take on blocks and put some pressure on the quarterback.
Devon, obviously, as your rookie year, you came on pretty strong. And then last year you had to deal with a lot. Now you're going into year number three, young veteran. What are some of the things that you feel you really need to take your game to the next level?
Consistency. You know, I feel like, especially at the beginning of the year when I was healthy, I played at a high level. And now it's just a matter of doing that and doing it consistently and even better than I did, you know, over 24 weeks.
You know, getting ready for this season, there were a lot of moves during the offseason, free agent-wise, to bring in veterans. You know, talk a little bit about now you guys coming together as a defensive group, especially with the competition that you have right now at the linebacker group.
I think it's, you know, essential. You know, going into the offseason, we wanted to make some changes defensively, and they set the tone, you know, the front office with the moves they made and the guys they brought in. And, you know, we want to take this defense to the next level. It's an organization that's prided itself on good defense and good linebacker play. And, you know, it's something I take seriously, and I think everybody in the linebacker room does also.
Devon, today was the first padded practice, full padded practice that you guys have had at training camp. How important is it for this team defensively to establish a tone as an aggressive win at the point of attack defense? Because that was lacking last year.
You know, Coach Spags, a word I've heard him use in the defensive room is being a bully. You know, he wants us to be bullies, and I really like that. That's the kind of mindset and mentality we have to take every time we're out on the field and you know, approaching the game. And I think it starts now. It starts in training camp. Now that we got the pads on, you know, really taking it to the next step.
Each and every training camp, each player like myself did when I was a player, you set goals for yourself. What are your goals coming out of training camp?
One, be healthy, and two, get better every day. You know, I'm focused on doing the little things right, because the little things become big things when the season comes around. So, you know, I'm really focused on, you know, my footwork and my hand placement and, you know, my get off when I'm blitzing and little things like that that I think can really, you know, help my game when the season comes.
Heading into his third year with the New York Giants, Devon Kennard, we appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Devon Kennard joining us here on the program, and we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to focus in on the Giant linebacking core, not only Devon Kennard, but the entire group, as we continue to roll on here with Giants training camp live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, MSG Networks, your home for everything big blue. As you're watching the screen, you can see around me. We got a poll question for you. Which Giants linebacker will lead the linebacking core in sacks this year? You could vote hashtag with Jasper Brinkley, Keenan Robinson, or the man we just had on the program, Devon Kennard. So that's our poll question for today. And we had a chance to talk to Devon. What do you think about this linebacking? It looks like a lot of mixing and matching.
It does look like a lot of mixing and matching right now, especially with JT Thomas being hurt. But this is only good for this crew, for them to show their versatility and them to be able to play different positions, where normally right now you would have Keenan Robinson and Jasper Brinkley competing for that middle linebacker position. But with JT Thomas out, you see Keenan Robinson bouncing and playing some will. So it's only good for the group, and it's only good for this defense that they're getting more versatile roles and learning where they're going to fit and compete for their jobs.
The Giants not only have a lot of new players in 2016, but they have a lot of new coaches, including linebackers coach Bill McGovern, a local product from Oradell, New Jersey, and he was asked about the competition at middle linebacker.
Wide open. Everybody's competing. Obviously, we've got three guys primarily we were looking at, but all those guys will have opportunities to play as we go forward. Again, this is really the first time with shoulder pads on. We'll start to find out once we get in and watch the tape a little bit. We start to learn a little bit more about the guys.
Wide open competition. Jasper Brinkley, who the Giants picked up off the street last year as the incumbent, and he did a really nice job, 67 tackles, one sack. Is he kind of the leader in the clubhouse in your mind?
I think that he is. He most certainly played very well last year, coming in midway through the season and playing the way that he did. But to play middle linebacker in Steve Spagnuolo's system, you have to be a veteran who is able to understand, make the calls, and communicate from the line of scrimmage all the way back to the safety. So I think he is the leader and the incumbent of the middle linebacker position.
Another name that we could be focusing on is Keenan Robinson, who has gotten reps in a lot of different places, but he brings an athleticism to the table.
He most certainly does. He can run sideline to sideline, and I know being on the backside of zone stretches, if you don't take good angles, he'll be able to run it down from the backside. But the main thing with him has always been his health and his ability to stay out on the football field, which is going to be crucial for every one of these linebackers, because if these front four can produce and the linebackers can stay healthy, that's where it fits best into Steve Spagnuolo's scheme.
Then you throw a rookie into the mix. You have a guy like B.J. Goodson, who's going to try to earn some time. He's going to need to do it on special teams, but can he earn time in the regular defense?
That's one thing that you're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, as a rookie, there's a lot of things getting thrown at him right now. But one of the things that he has to do as a player coming out of college, He has to slow down and not be as aggressive as he is right now. Sometimes you see him getting out of his lanes, trying to run things down. Running backs cut it back. Also, if you're a young, aggressive rookie, you will get eaten alive at play action.
The other thing is trying to figure out with this team which guys you're going to have in there on which downs. Coach McGovern addressed the three-down linebacker situation.
Looking for a guy at all three positions that can play all three downs. You know, we'll take any of those guys, I think, and that's what we're looking for. We're kind of studying, find out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and then try to play to their strengths and minimize their weaknesses.
So I pose this question to you. Is there a three-down linebacker on this roster? Could it be a veteran guy like Kelvin Shepherd, who the Giants brought in later in the free agency process?
Well, they better figure something out, because offenses right now in the NFL are in 60% sub. So they're playing three wide, four wide receivers. So this is something that needs to be figured out immediately. And Shepherd could be that guy with that versatility to come in. But the one player who I think that throughout this season who may step up and play some linebacker, I think it may be Landon Collins playing down in the box now with Eli Apelin. It just allows this defense to do much more up against versatile tight ends like there are in the NFL right now.
Kelvin Shepherd has experience, and then you also have a guy like Jonathan Casillas, who won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots a couple years ago. Could he be a guy that asserts himself?
He most certainly can. He is a veteran. He's in his eighth year. He understands this defense. So like I said, one of these players have to step up and really take on that role in order for this defense to be successful on third downs, because if they don't, that is where you're going to see a lot of crossing routes across the middle, where these linebackers are going to have to play one-on-one and in coverage, and they've got to come up big for this team.
We've talked about D-line. We've talked about linebackers. You've got to be able to stop the run. Conversely, the Giants want to be balanced offensively and run the football. When we come back here on the program, we'll focus in on the running backs position for the 2016 New York Giants. As we continue with Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here on the MSG Network. Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network, as the New York Giants wound up having their first fully padded practice of 2016. So now, David, we go from the linebackers in the D-line to the offensive line. It's a crowded group at the end as far as competing for playing time this year.
It is, and that's a great thing considering the fact of the way that things went last year, finally settling for Rashad Jennings and giving him the full bulk at the end of the season. But this is the group that I think has the most competition out of it, the running back group, because if you think Rashad Jennings, you think Shane Vereen, you think Andre Williams, you think Bobby Rainey, you think Perkins, the young rookie. This is a group where people have to step up and show how they're going to play and contribute, because there's always got to be that change of pace. There's got to be the power. There's got to be the speed. But I think that they need to figure out right away now that changing and doing the two-back system like they tried last season did not work.
So how do the Giants go about doing that? Running backs coach Craig Johnson talked about finding that bell cow back.
I really tried to get out of those guys, and Rashad, who really was getting probably, I think, going into the last quarter of the season, he had twice as many carries as everybody other back that was on our team. But the bottom line is, you know, he just got kind of hot in that, like, game 13. And as I've told the guys, if you get that hot, I got to ride you. I rode him. He kept playing. And he was consistent and available for the next game and the next game and the next game. And, again, he was playing that well. So I thought that was a great rotation. It's certainly easier for me.
So Rashad Jennings down the stretch was able to sort of seize that role. And he was highly productive coming down the stretch. The question is, was it because he seized the opportunity, or was it because he got more consistent run?
I think that's the great question that everybody has asked, and that's what we're all waiting to see, how it's going to play out this season, because that's when the Giants offense really took off, when Rashad Jennings settled in. They stuck with him with the one back, gave him the bulk of the carries, and that offense was able to function. But having said that, Shane Vereen is a very versatile back that you have to get touches to in order for his screen ability and for his ability to play outside in the slot to work, because if you don't use him in that way, obviously he's going to come in and they're going to expect to pass. The dark horse, I still think, could be Paul Perkins. He is a young rookie. He is in a very deep competition, but he has that home run ability where he could take it the distance to the house. But his thing that he has to learn is pass protection, because if you are going to be out on the field, you better be able to pick up blitzes or you are not going to be out on the field whatsoever.
Shane Vereen enters his second year as running back with the New York Giants, coming over from the New England Patriots. And he had a chance to talk about getting more comfortable with his quarterback, Eli Manning.
I would say much more, especially from at this point last year, much more confident in myself as far as knowing what to do. And I think Eli is a lot more comfortable as well within the scheme, within the offense. I know he's moving a lot faster, you know, with his play calling and stuff like that. So we're moving like a much more well-oiled machine than we were, I think, at this point last year.
Shane Vereen last year with the Giants, 61 carries, 260 yards, 59 catches for 494 yards and four touchdowns. But it almost feels like it left you wanting more, that they can get more out of Shane Vereen.
And I think that they will get more out of him this season now that they can see firsthand how he fits, how they can use him in different ways. But you heard what he said, and you could see it myself knowing Shane. You could tell he is so much more comfortable being here now after transitioning from New England to the Giants. And I think that this is going to be a season where he has record numbers, and they're going to be able to find out that way to use him versatilely, but in the screen game, because we all know that if you want to slow down a pass rush, especially in NFL, the best way to do it is to have an effective screen game, which the Giants have not had in a while.
Andre Williams is entering his third year in the National Football League. And David, it's a guy that came in with a lot of expectations and it hasn't materialized. Yards per carry not there. What does he need to do to get a role within this offense?
Well, this is a make or break season for him and a training camp for him. He needs to be able to continue to show those signs of brightness that he has, but do it consistently. All of a sudden, he shows the vision that you want to have in a running back, and then the next time you see him, he cuts back right into the backside of a guard or running into where the double team is supposed to open up. So he has to show the vision and the patience to be able to let the holes develop, let his offensive linemen get to the second level and not get forced to cut back way too early than what he tries to.
And then you have a guy like Bobby Rainey, who is a guy who's a versatile back, but who can give you something on special teams. So that's where he's going to make his mark. All right, you have fun today?
I had a great time. Full pads. Who doesn't love it, Bob?
Full pads tomorrow as well. Make sure you keep it on the MSG networks throughout training camp. Tomorrow night, Mike Crispino, Jeff Feagles will guide you through. For David Deal and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The 2016 Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever later this year. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.